Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Chaekwon Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, thank you so much for stopping in.
It's great to be back. It's been a minute.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's always great to see your face, though.
Yeah, just behind a little bit of glass, and it's like we're in the same room anyway.
Almost that. Well, hey, don't want to waste too much of your time, but do want to get to several things happening, obviously, here in the city of Perry. And the last city council meeting, there were three proposed development agreements with some newer companies, JBS Prepared Foods Incorporated, M&R Properties Iowa LLC, and then ADR Axles USA Incorporated. And so a lot moving here in the city of Perry. And so, like I said, all those were for three separate companies. So talk about that and kind of the outcome and what the next steps and everything with all those are.
Sure. So as we've been talking, it's been a busy year, but a very good busy. So yeah. It's been exciting. Like you mentioned, we had three public hearings for development agreements with projects going on around town, really all centered out in the Perry Industrial Park. So first, like you mentioned, we had JBS Prepared Foods, which is the JBS sausage plant that they are planning out there along Sumas Avenue. That development agreement got finalized and we were able to hold the public hearing and approve that development agreement. So we should be seeing some dirt starting to move here out there in the next couple of weeks, which will be very exciting to really see that project taking shape. Like we've talked about before, they're planning on starting out with hiring about 250 folks, then eventually ramping up once they get their processes established and get everything figured out. They'll be ramping up to about 500 employees in that facility. We also had the public hearing and approved a development agreement with M&R Properties, who is already doing dirt work right along 141, right beside Casey's. They're working on a multi-tenant flex space, so they'll have multiple units of about 1,500 square feet. Kind of the nice thing about those is you can rent multiple spaces and they can be connected, so it's scalable to whatever size a company would need. Okay. So kind of a new product to the inventory and availability in town that we're excited to see really start to come to fruition with the dirt work, and hopefully they'll be starting to go vertical here soon. So that's exciting. Third one, we held the public hearing for ADR Axles USA. This is the Italian axle manufacturer. They're going to be building about a 60,000 square foot facility and starting out in the 35 to 50 employee range. And again, their plan is to kind of get established. This is their first facility in the United States. They have facilities not only in Italy, but several other countries around the world. So this is their first U.S. headquarter facility. So super excited for that project. I think we're all a little jealous, but in Italy, all businesses have kind of a shutdown period during the summer where everybody gets vacation and gets to have some time off. So they got back right before we were finalizing the agenda for the last council meeting. So in the next week and a half, we'll be finalizing their development agreement, and that should be on the agenda on the next city council meeting coming up. So then that one will be set. They're working through their design phase. So we've been working with their design team, with their architects, civil engineers for site work, and I think are hoping to get started on some things this fall yet and hopefully be up and open by the end of next year, very similar to the JBS project.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And like you said, there's a lot of construction that is going on or will be going on, but for very exciting things. And Perry just seems like continuing to expand and innovate. So very exciting with that.
Absolutely.
Now with that, like you said, there's kind of a lot of activity going to be in that kind of intersection with Willis Avenue and Highway 141, and been much conversation of, hey, there should be maybe some sort of light or something at this intersection. But now with everything going on, you guys are going to be doing something about that.
Absolutely. So really, Willis and 141 intersection has been a conversation, but funding really follows projects and follows that investment. So we're able to leverage these projects and the jobs that these projects are creating to apply for a grant through the Iowa DOT RISE program. And really, kind of the story goes back a couple years, really, when Casey's was doing their construction. We, you know, obviously already have a good employment base out there that has people coming and going on their shifts. And that Casey's store kind of is much more of a commercial draw that is bringing traffic through and in and out. So we started working with the DOT about a year ago on a corridor study from basically the Raccoon River Bridge on the west side of town, really looking all the way out to the 169 intersection, looking at access management along that corridor, existing intersections, establishing standards on where we would allow new intersections, maybe combining some intersections, all of those kinds of things, which really all of that work set us up really well to be able to, in about 2 months, turn around this grant application that was finalized this week and will be presented to the Iowa DOT Commission next week for consideration and, knock on wood, approval for that project. Total project is a little over $8 million. And we are applying for, I think, around $5.2 million of state funds towards that project. And then the remainder of that project cost will come from the tax increment financing that we can utilize from the investment in those facilities to help offset the costs of those improvements. So we have a rough concept, not engineered, more just kind of here's the vision of what this would look like, but looking at establishing turn lanes in all directions, as well as traffic signals at that intersection to really help manage the traffic flow, really taking into consideration school traffic coming into town during the morning and afternoon, the shifts that all of our companies out there are running, and really looking at adding, starting out around 300 jobs and growing up to 600 jobs with the projects we have today, but also factoring in, you know, what does the future growth of that whole area look like? Hopefully not taking our foot off of the gas pedal of attracting new businesses, really regaining all of the jobs that were lost in the last year or year and a half. So great things happening. There is always more work to do to attract new companies, to bring jobs to the community for the folks that live here, want to work here, but then also always welcoming new residents to the community too, and looking at housing development and finding places for people to live and be able to really call Perry home.
Absolutely. And so sticking with that intersection study real fast, is there kind of a timetable that...
Yeah. So within that grant, we're actually, it's one grant application in two different pots of money that the DOT has.
Okay.
So we're kind of separating the intersection project from the paving and utility extensions along Sumas Avenue to the south to service ADR and JBS. Those road improvements are kind of first priority to be able to get those done as they're doing construction so that it's ready for when they're ready to open. But there might be a little bit of a phasing difference between the road improvements and the intersection improvements. Also, still considering whether we're going to bid both of those as one project or look at them as two separate projects, kind of with the intersection, probably the prime contractor on that would be more of a electrical company with the lights and light poles and all of that kind of stuff. And the horizontal improvements or the building of turn lanes and the driving portion of the project is a little bit smaller portion of that overall project. So looking at the possibility of having two separate bids, we're also looking at an additional funding source through yet a third DOT program that we'd be working with the DOT District 4 office out of Atlantic that covers the Perry area, having some conversations of some of the funding that they have access to that could be added towards the intersection project to help further reduce the local cost share of all of those improvements.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks for running through that. I'll let you get going here. Thanks for the updates, and we'll chat again with you soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. Again, that's the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.